thank you for joining us today on the podcast. You know, over the last couple of weeks, we have been looking in the letter of Paul to the Ephesians and talking about the armor of God that Paul described as being absolutely necessary for the body of Messiah, for us as believers, in order to fight the spiritual battle that we are engaged in, not only on a regular basis, daily basis, sometimes moment by moment, but also Paul refers to a time called the evil day, or the day of the Lord, which is an eschatological time. It is at the end of time. It is a period of God's great move at the end of history, which culminates with the return of the Messiah. And Paul knows how absolutely essential and vital it will be, even during that time, to have and appropriate this wonderful and glorious armor that you and I have. Well, I want to spend, and we probably will spend a few weeks on this subject, some time talking about this final battle. Are we ready for it? Are we prepared for what is coming? The inevitable. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about this one. There is coming a point and a culmination of history, and there's going to be one final backlash from the powers of darkness against the kingdom of God. And that is spelled out very clearly for us in the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, John says, "Then I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he seized the dragon, the old serpent, who is the devil and Satan. He who deceives the whole inhabited earth, and bound him for 1,000 years and cast him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him, that he should deceive the nations no more until 1,000 years were finished. And after this, he must be loosed or freed for a short time." Now, one of the things we know about Revelation is a it's a book filled with imagery. It has a lot of allegorical pictures, spiritual pictures representing physical realities, physical pictures representing spiritual realities in this vision. A lot of imagery. Well, the signs and the symbols in the book of Revelation represent spiritual realities. And one of the things that's key in understanding Revelation is understanding as well numerology, the numbers, periods of time. And you have this sevens, 3.5, 10, and then you have this 1,000. This is the only place in Scripture where 1,000 years is mentioned in relationship to a time period during the Messiah's reign or and so forth. But here's the key. We find that Satan, according to John here in Revelation 20, yes, he is bound. But again, it's not a literal chain. He's not thrown into a place of a cage right now where he's locked up and then one day he's going to be loosed out. This is all imagery. But it's imagery describing this binding of Satan. And this binding means he is prohibited. He is limited in what he will be able to do as it relates to one specific area. And that is the deceiving of the nations. He could no longer hold the nations in darkness and in the shadow of his tyranny and death after the resurrection of Messiah. Now, Christ has the keys. Christ has all authority in heaven and earth given to him. Now, the gospel could begin to go forth to all the nations, and in order to fulfill the promise of God through Abraham and to Abraham concerning his seed being a blessing to all the nations of the earth. We know that the nations, and we talked about this when we were talking about the armor of God, the nations were divided up. They have been overseen and ruled by tyrannical falling angels, angels that have been judged by God according to Psalm 82. But Israel was God's inheritance. Israel was God's lot, and he took these people to himself. Now, the nations of the earth, because they were under the authority and rule of these fallen angels, were held in darkness, in deception, and all kinds of idolatry and immorality and the obvious things that would flow from a nation under the influence of a demonic power or a fallen angelic power. Wickedness would prevail, and they would be held in darkness. Well, when Christ was raised from the dead, now all authority is given to him in heaven and earth, and he has bound the enemy so that he can no longer hold the nations in darkness, and the gospel could begin to go forth in great power. That doesn't mean that Satan is not active. Doesn't mean that Satan doesn't try to resist, and his forces try to resist the spread of the gospel. It doesn't mean that they don't retaliate with persecution against it and so forth, and that he can't do anything, period. No, he is simply bound from being able to hold the nations in darkness. But what we find in this period, this thousand-year period, is not a literal thousand years. I don't believe that that's what it's teaching. I believe it's a long period, a complete period of time, literally until the fullness of the times of the Gentiles, and then God begins his work again there is a great work that's going to come at the return of Messiah with the conversion of the Jewish people. But anyway, leading up to all of that, John does tell us that after this long period of time, however long it might be in history, that Satan has been bound from being able to deceive the nations anymore. In verse 7 of chapter 20, it says, "And after the thousand years, Satan will be released, loosed from his prison, and he will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to the war." Not a war, but the war. The number of whom is as the sand of the sea. So Satan is loosed at some point future, and he goes out to deceive the nations again, and they follow his leadership, however he chooses to do this and through whomever he's going to work to accomplish this. But they are going to go out and they are going to come up against this and surround the camp of the saints, the beloved city of God, the people of God. And then John says, fire comes down out of heaven from God and devours them. Then, of course, the devil is thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur. What we want to spend some time doing over the next few weeks is looking at this subject from the standpoint of the loosing of Satan. It's a time period where there's going to be great persecution, great conflict by evil and the evil one and his forces against the people of God. And it's going to be global in its scope. Now, many people are beginning to embrace the thought, the belief, that we may have entered that time where he has been loosed. A time that Jesus described as birth pangs that will lead to the Messianic age, the birth of the Messianic age. But the times leading up to it are going to be intense. They're going to be hard. There will be times of darkness and persecution for the people of God. And when this happens, the big question for every believer on the earth is going to be, are you ready for this battle? Now, I can't say for 100% sure that we are in that period, but what I want to do over the next few weeks is present evidence. We want to look at evidence to see, is this a possibility that Satan has already been loosed and he is in the process of gathering the nations for the final battle, that he's in the process of preparing to deceive the nations in greater degrees than they ever have been before, because this deception is going to be at the end is going to be greater than anything ever before it, as well as the persecution and the assault against the people of God. Has he been loosed? And we're going to look at evidence that I believe seems to indicate that that is a very real possibility. We're going to see this historically, and we're going to see it in a number of ways that the scripture points out that these are signposts. These are markers that you can look at and see that there's something has changed in the spiritual realm over the last 100 and some years, and we'll see this, that indicates that we're moving in a direction that is rapidly bringing us to the time of the return of the Messiah. We're going to look at some declarations in Scripture by Jesus, by Paul, the apostles, about these times, and then we'll do some investigating into the evidence that seems to indicate and point to the fact and reality that the enemy has been loosed and has been and is now in the process of preparing for this big final push against God. It will be a difficult time, as Jesus said. It will be a time of great sorrow, a time of great persecution, a time of great darkness in the earth, he describes it as being. And again, big question is, are we ready? Have we got our minds steeled to face the potential reality of what is coming? So we'll continue to talk about this tomorrow and begin to look at some of the declarations of Jesus and of the apostles concerning this time period in history, what we can expect, and then begin to look at the evidence that seems to indicate we just may be there. Well, may the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be yours today in fullest measure. Thanks for joining us, and Lord willing, we will see you again tomorrow.